It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 5th. Isaac Newton publishes the Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica, which is a three-volume explanation of Newton's laws of motion. 1937, Spam, the luncheon meat, is introduced by the Hormel Food Corporation. 1951, Dr. William Shockley announces the invention of the junction transistor in New Jersey. It's a new type of transistor that overcomes problems created by earlier point contact transistors. It consists of three layers. The outer layer are semiconductors with too many electrons, and the inner layer has too few, an N-type and a P-type. 1984, at Atari, many departments and outside of engineering were notified that Friday would be their last day of employment. 1989, Fujitsu buys 38% of Poké Computer. 1991, in San Francisco, U.S. District Court Judge Fern Smith ruled in favor of Louis Galoob Toys over Nintendo, allowing the manufacture and sale of the Game Genie to continue. Over in 1994, Intel announced the first of two price cuts on its microprocessors. It's a move designed to keep rival companies from taking over larger shares of the market. 1995, Smith Corona Corporation files for reorganization under Chapter 11. They basically made typewriters and personal word processors. Over in 1996, the first known Excel macrovirus called Leroc, or Larou, maybe Lerox or something, Larou, is discovered in Africa and Alaska. It was written in the Visual Basic for applications and was able to operate under Excel 5.x and 7.x under Windows 3, Windows 95, and Windows NT. Also in 1996, Dolly, the first cloned sheep, was born in the Roslin Institute in Scotland. And in 1998, 300 websites were hacked by the members of Millworm and Ashtray Lumberjacks. They were both, of course, hacktivists group. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. Summertime, summertime. What to do during the summer? Well, let's go fly a drone. The Phantom 3 is now available for all your summer flying fun. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there, and it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car many years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks, by the lake, or just fly over your house a few times to see how many of the kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History, and I thank you very much for that. Go over there, geekazine.com/DJI, then go out to the park and have some fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. Back in at 2006, Apple announced a special educational configuration for the iMac, which replaced the old G4 eMac. Also in 2006, EA Games announces they will provide stock to appease dissatisfied employees and to compensate for the company's poorly performing stock price, which dropped by 18% in 2 years. In 2008, people start standing in line for the iPhone 3G. And in 2009, the chief spy of MI6, at least his wife, decides, well, let's post everything on Facebook. All the kids, all the friends, all the families, the pictures we've had with celebrities, so on and so forth. Yeah, it doesn't work well when you're a spy, I guess. So, and that is your Day in Tech History for July 5th. I am your spy for tech history, Jeffrey Powers. I covertly work at dayintechhistory.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at dayintechhist. Until tomorrow, take care. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.